Here's an article written by Kitty Weatherman. She says, what I'm about to tell you is something you've probably never heard of or ever read in any history books. I believe that I'm an eyewitness to history, and I cannot tell you that Hitler took Austria by tanks and guns. It would distort history. We elected him by a landslide, 98% of the vote. I've never read that in any American publication. Everyone thinks that Hitler just rolled in with tanks and took Austria by force. In 1938, Austria was in a deep depression. Nearly one-third of our workforce was unemployed. We had 25% inflation and 25% bank loan interest rates. Farmers and business people were declaring bankruptcy daily. Young people were going from house to house begging for food. Now that they didn't want to work, there simply weren't any jobs. My mother was a Christian woman and believed in helping people in need. Every day we cooked up a big kettle of soup and baked bread to feed the poor, hungry people, about 30 daily. The Communist Party and the Nationalist Socialist Party were fighting each other, and blocks of cities like Vienna, Linz, and Graz were destroyed. The people became desperate and petitioned the government to let them decide what kind of government they wanted. We looked to our neighbors in the north, Germany, where Hitler had been in power since 1933. We've been told they didn't have unemployment or crime, and they had a high standard of living. Nothing was ever said about the persecution of any Jewish or otherwise. We were led to believe that everyone was happy. We wanted the same way of life in Austria. We were promised that a vote for Hitler would mean that the end of unemployment and help for the family. Hitler also said the businesses would be assisted and farmers would get their farms back. 98% of the population voted to annex Austria to Germany and have Hitler for our ruler, and we were overjoyed. For 3 days, we danced in the street and had candlelight parades. The new government opened up field kitchens, and everyone was fed after the election. German officials were appointed, and like a miracle, we suddenly had law and order. 3 or 4 weeks later, everyone was employed. The government made sure that a lot of work was created through the Public Works Service. Hitler decided we'd have equal rights for women. Before this, it was a custom that married Austrian women did not work outside the home. An able-bodied husband would be looked down on if he could not support his family. Many women in the teaching profession were elated that they could retain their jobs they previously had been required to give up for marriage. Hitler targets education, eliminates religious instruction for children, and our education was nationalized. I attended a very good public school. The population was predominantly Catholic. So we had religion in our schools. The day we elected Hitler, March 13, 1938, I walked into my schoolroom to find a crucifix replaced by Hitler's picture hanging next to a Nazi flag. Our teacher, a very devout woman, stood up and told the class we wouldn't pray or have religion anymore. Instead, we sang Deutschland, Deutschland, über alles, and had physical education. Sunday became National Youth Day with compulsory attendance. Parents were not pleased about the sudden change in curriculum and were told that if they did not send us, they would receive a stiff letter of warning the first time. The second time, they'd be fined the equivalent of $300, and the third time, they'd be subject to jail. The first 2 hours consisted of political indoctrination. The rest of the day, we had sports. At a time went along, we loved it. We had so much fun, we got our sports equipment free, and we'd go home and gleefully tell our parents about the wonderful time we had. My mother was very unhappy. The next term, she took me out of public school and put me in a convent. I told her she couldn't do that, and she told me that someday when I grow up, I'd be grateful. There was a very good curriculum, but hardly any fun. No sports, no political indoctrination, and I hated it at first, but I felt I could tolerate. Every once in a while on holidays, I went home, and I'd go back to my old friends and ask what was going on and how they were doing. Their loose lifestyles was very alarming to me. They lived without religion. By that time, unwed mothers were glorified for having a baby for Hitler. It seemed strange to me that our society changed so suddenly. As time went along, I realized that the great deed my mother did, that I wasn't exposed to that kind of humanistic philosophy. Equal rights hits homes in 1939. The war started. The food bank was established. All food was rationed. It could only be purchased using food stamps. At the same time, a full employment law was passed, which meant if you didn't work, you didn't get a ration card, and if you didn't have a card, you starved to death. The women who stayed home to raise their families didn't have any marketable skills and often had to take jobs more suited for men. After this, the draft was implemented. It was compulsory for young people, male and female, to give 1 year to the labor corps. During the day, the girls worked on the farm. At night, they returned to their barracks for military training, just like the boys. They were trained to be anti-aircraft gunners and participated in Signal Corps. After the Labor Corps, they were discharged but were used in the front lines. When I go back to Austria to visit my family and friends, most of these women are emotional cripples because they were not equipped to handle the horrors of combat. 3 months before I turned 18, I was severely injured in an air raid attack, and I nearly had a leg amputated, so I was spared having to go into the Labor Corps into military service. Hitler restructured the family through daycare. When the mothers had to go into the workforce, the government immediately established child care centers, and you could take your children ages 4 weeks to school age and leave them there round the clock 7 days a week under the total care of government. The state raised a whole generation of children. There were no motherly women to take care of the children, just people highly trained in child psychology. By this time, no one talked about equal rights. We knew we had been had. Healthcare and small business suffer under government controls. Before Hitler, we had a very good medical care. Many American doctors trained in the University of Vienna. After Hitler, healthcare was socialized and free for everyone. Doctors were salaried by the government, and the problem was, since it was free, the people were going to the doctors for everything. When the good doctor arrived at his office at 8 a.m., 40 people were already waiting at the same time, and the hospitals were full. You needed elective surgery, you had to wait a year or two for your turn. There was no money for research. It was poured into socialized medicine, and research at the medical schools literally stopped. So the best doctors left Austria and emigrated to other countries. As for health care, our tax rates went up to 80% of our income. Newlyweds immediately received a $1,000 loan from the government to establish a household, and we had big problems for families. All daycare and education were free. High schools were taken over by the government, and college tuition was subsidized, and everyone was entitled to free handouts such as food stamps, clothing, and housing. We had no other agency designed to monitor business. My brother-in-law owned a restaurant that had square tables. Government officials told him he had to replace them with round tables because the people might bump themselves in the corners. So they said he had to have an additional bathroom facilities. It was just a small dairy business with a snack bar, and he couldn't meet all the demands, so he went out of business. Sound familiar? Patriot Radio News Hour will return. Hey, we'll cover you here. That's what we do. Help you get things put away. You sleep better at night. You're listening to Eric Seders from Patriot Radio News Hour. In the middle of maybe the longest email I've ever had, but well, I'll tell you, I think it's very apropos of the situation that we're in today. I mean, obviously, nobody wants to make this akin to Nazi Germany, but I'll tell you, some of the things that are being put in here are amazing, that people are just standing still for this. And I actually want to finish this. I know it's long, but I want to finish it because it has a lot of relevance. So the government here in Austria in the 40s owned large businesses. Not many small ones existed. Could be in control. We had consumer protection, but we were told how to shop and what to buy. Free enterprise was essentially abolished, and we had a planning agency specially designed for farmers. The agents would go to the farms, count the livestock, and then tell the farmers what to produce and how to produce it. Mercy killings redefined. In 1944, I was a student teacher in a small village in the Alps. The villagers were surrounded by mountain passes, which in the winter were closed off with snow, causing people to be isolated. So people intermarried and the offsprings were sometimes retarded. When I arrived, I was told there were 15 mentally challenged adults and they were all useful and did good manual work. I knew one named Vincent very well. He was a janitor at the school. One day I looked out the window and saw Vincent and others getting into a van, and I asked my superior where they were going. She said to the institution where the state health department would teach them a trade and to read and write. Families were required to sign papers with little clause that could not be visited for 6 months and were told they would interfere with the program that might cause homesickness. As time passed, the letter started to dribble back saying these people died natural, merciful death. The villagers were not fooled. We suspected what had happened. These people are excellent physical health and all died within 6 months. We called this euthanasia. The final step, the next, came gun registration. People were getting injured by guns. Hitler said the real way to catch criminals, and we still had a few, was by matching serial numbers on guns. Most citizens were law-abiding and dutifully marched to the police station to register their firearms. Not long afterwards, the police said that it was best for everyone just to turn in their guns. The authorities already knew who had them, so it was futile not to comply voluntarily. No more freedom of speech. Anyone who was against the government was taken away. We knew many people who were arrested, not only Jews, but also priests and ministers who spoke up. Totalitarianism didn't come quickly. It took 5 years, from 1938 until 1943, to realize full dictatorship in Austria. Had it happened overnight, my countrymen would have fought to the last breath. But instead, we had creeping gradualism. Now, our only weapons were broom handles. The whole idea sounds almost unbelievable, that the state, totally eroded our freedom. After World War II, Russian troops occupied Austria. Women were raped, preteen to elderly, and the press never wrote about this either. When the Soviets left in 1955, they took everything they could, dismantling whole factories in the process. They sawed down whole orchards of fruit, and what they couldn't destroy, they burned. We called it the burned earth. Most of the population barricaded themselves in their houses. Women hid in their cellars for 6 weeks as the troops mobilized. Those who couldn't paid the price. There's a monument in Vienna today dedicated to those women who were massacred by the Russians. This is just my eyewitness account. It's true, those of us who sailed past the Statue of Liberty came to a country of unbelievable freedom and opportunity. We should not let that leave. So I felt compelled to read that. I don't know why. It's live radio. You never know what you hear, but you're going to hear. But that's a very, very interesting account of, a woman's perspective on what's happening today. And there are, let's face it, many lines that you can connect there to what we're seeing today.